listener production.
Good morning, I'm Amy Ross. As the state budget nears, there's fresh fears from the public sector union about funding cuts and job losses. Secretary Karen Batt reckons government programs to the tune of $23 billion are on the chopping block. She's told the Herald Sun morale is low, as many wonder if they'll have a job come June 30th. Speculation around the future of Bonza continues, with a restructuring group to advise on operations going forward. The airline, which has flights to and from Mildura, has been subject to ongoing speculation over its viability. The Transport Workers Union's Emily McMillan says if cuts are made, it's usually the regional routes that are first to go.
We're concerned. We've got members right across the country working in a number of functions for Bonza, including cabin crew and pilots, who are concerned, obviously, about what this potentially means for their job. So we're just trying to get some answers on actually what's happening to this airline.
And the new season of MasterChef airs tonight, and it's set to have a lot of local flavour. Episodes were filmed at the Bendigo Art Gallery and Town Hall in December, with chefs using a range of ingredients from local producers. Council's Michelle Symes is expecting some French-inspired dishes.
We're not privy to what will go into the mystery box, so we're just holding our breaths to see what local artisans will be supported and promoted through that. They came to Bendigo because they've got a new French chef, and so the connection to the Paris exhibition was a perfect complement to that.
Taking a look at some local sport, a second win for Sandhurst this weekend in the Bendigo Footy League. The side down in Gisborne by 15 points at the weekend, with Joel Wharton kicking four. And a one-point win over Mildura has seen Merbein cling to top spot on the Sunraysia footy ladder. The final score, 82-81. The Pies had six goal scorers, with Jack Deal bagging four and Jared Buckley three.